several questions here that have come through the website that I'll refer to. Lester.
What I saw on television, on the cable television, it's about a guy named Dr. Murdoch, evangelist, and he was making a comment about that God is in control, and he was saying that when a man rapes a woman, God is in control. When a guy burns down a person's house, God is in control. When he says that, when a man burns down a person's house, God is in control. And he says, if a guy prosecutes a person, they let him go, God is in control. And he says, if a person robs somebody, God is in control. My question is, do you agree with that, you know?
Well, yeah, on one hand, but we have to explain exactly what that means. Like, for instance, in Proverbs 15, it says in verse 9, a man's heart
devises his way, but Jehovah directeth his steps. And in other places, it speaks of the Lord sealing man's instructions upon his bed while he sleeps. And we know that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, and he turns it whithersoever he wills, the rivers of water. Now, that definitely the child of God, the true believer, is under the will of God. But actually, so is all unsaved people. Now, and yet, where we have to be careful is we have to distinguish between God's sovereign will and also that man has responsibility and man is a sinner and God is never responsible for man's sin, like burning down a house, murder, lying, whatever it is. God isn't responsible. What God is able to do to accomplish his purposes is to lift his hand of restraint off of an individual, like Pharaoh. God, it says, hardened his heart, so he would not let the children of Israel go. Well, God just simply lifted back his hand of restraint over Pharaoh's life, his sinful nature, and Pharaoh got harder and harder and harder. And that's what happens to any person. We're living in a time when God is giving people up to sins like homosexuality and adultery and murder and you know, all the whole list in Romans 1.
My question is, actually,
you know, there's 23 sins listed in Romans 1. So it especially has to do with our period of great tribulation, which is 23 years long. And God is giving up people to these things, but he's never himself responsible. But he does control all things. And from hurricanes to tornadoes to a person who turns a corner today and is killed, you know, murdered wrongfully by man. Well, God had he has a plan for every individual, and he knew this person's life would end exactly when it did and the way it did, and it was all according to his ultimate plan. But he's not responsible for the actual sinful act of killing of the other person who killed him.
You were mentioning that homosexuality, it's got to control that too, you know.
Well, the way you're saying God is in control of homosexuality, that's where we have to be careful in the type of way we describe it. God's in control of everything, and the world is very sinful right now, as a result of God's will and lifting his restraining hand and giving men up, and so as a result, men's hearts grow cold. And what is it to grow cold? Or, I think it says that in Matthew 24. In verse 12, not grow cold, I'm sorry. In Matthew 24, verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. The love of many. Now Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So if your love or man's love is waxing cold, it means people are not waxing cold. It means people are not